After the death of some person, even many years after, you will often hear someone refer to the deceased by saying, "I get the feeling he's up there now, smiling down on us, and I think he's pleased." I actually heard this when some dead coach's son was being inducted into the Football Hall of Fame. First of all, extremely doubtful that fame. First, there, that there's any... It spoke, and I guess it's comforting, but it probably doesn't exist. Besides, if a person did somehow survive death in a non-physical form, he would be far too busy with other things to be smiling down on them. And why is it we never hear that someone is smiling up at us? I suppose it doesn't occur to people that a loved one might be in hell, and in that case, the person in question probably would be smiling. More likely, he'd be screaming. "I get the feeling he's down there now, screaming up at us, and I think he's in pain." People just refuse to be realistic. This puts everything in perspective. This nonsense often crops up after some unexpected sports death, like that of Cardinals pitcher Darrell Kyle. After one of these athletes' sudden death, one of his dopey teammates will say, "This really puts everything in perspective." And I say, "Listen, putz, if you need someone to die in order to put things in perspective, you got problems. You ain't paying enough attention." America's lost innocence. I keep hearing that America lost innocence on 9/11. I thought that happened when JFK shot. Or was it Vietnam? Or Pearl Harbor? How many times can America lose its innocence? Maybe we keep finding it again. Doubtful. Because actually, if you look at the record, you'll find that America has had very little innocence from the beginning. Let the healing begin. This bothersome sentiment is usually heard following some large-scale killing or accident that's been overreported in the news, like Columbine, Oklahoma City, or the World Trade Center. It's often accompanied by another meaningless, overworked cliché, closure. People can't seem to get it through their heads that there is never any healing or closure, ever. There is only a short pause before the next horrifying event. People forget there's such a thing as memory, and that when a wound heals, it leaves a permanent scar that never goes away, but merely fades a little. What really ought to be said after one of these so-called tragedies is, "Let the scarring begin." Just trying to be helpful here.
We're Consolidated International, and we might be looking for you. Are you one of those submissive people who show up, punch in, put out, pitch in, punch out, clean up, head home, throw up, turn in, sack out, and shut up? That's what we need. People we can keep in line. We just might have a place for you. Consolidated International. People making things so people have things to do things to other people with.
I hope all of you good, loyal Americans understand that in the long run, the Islamist extremists are going to win because you can't beat numbers, and you can't beat fanaticism, the willingness to die for an idea. A country like ours, preoccupied with jet skis, off-road vehicles, snowboards, jacuzzis, microwave ovens, pornography, lap dances, massage parlors, escort services, panty liners, penis enhancement, tummy tucks, thongs, and odor eaters, doesn't have a prayer, not even a good old-fashioned Christian prayer, against a billion fanatics who hate that country, detest its materialism, and have nothing really to lose. Maybe 50 years ago, but not today, when germs and chemicals and nuclear materials are for sale everywhere. People who don't give a shit and have nothing to lose will always prevail over people who are fighting for some vague sentiment scrawled on a piece of parchment. Folks, they're gonna get you, and it ain't gonna be pleasant. We can't drop a 5,000-pound bomb on every one of them. They will either run all over us, or in trying, they will turn us into even bigger monsters than we already are. And don't get all excited about this goofy idea of the spread of democracy. No matter who the United States puts in charge to bring peace and order in Iraq or Palestine or anywhere else, those people will be killed. It's that simple. Anyone who supports the United States will be killed. Peace and order will not be tolerated. Start saving your cash for the black market, folks. You're gonna need it.